Well, Mark, it's fantastic to see you've got the Magnificence, which is the Caudle Cup. Unfortunately, not in the hands of Central North Kookaburras, but we'll get that in the fullness of time. But great effort. You must be so happy with the boys. Great diversity in the team as well. A lot of guys from the Oars Plus North and South Conference as well. Shalid and the like did really well from Harden, the Molong boys, the usual suspects through the big spine there at Bathurst Orange, and also, of course, the Roos as well.
Yeah, no, we definitely do have that great variety of teams inputting their... They're really the top three players, and it's a credit to the coaching staff. Dean Oxley has done a great job of really reaching out to those teams and getting a bit of a buy-in from all across the Central West, and I think that's why we've done so well this year. We've got a really strong group, and it's just a great bunch of blokes and good fellas, no egos. It's just what it comes down to, really, just working hard, and we just enjoy each other's company. And
also a reasonable bunch of ladies part of the team as well. They helped themselves to the trophy and did a great job. Great to see that the 15s women's are part of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we went across to New Zealand earlier in the year and really had a great time with the men and the women. And we Central West had an awesome time that Matt Tink put on for us. And I think that's part of the success today too. The women got up, we got up, and that really started over in New Zealand. We learned a lot and enjoy each other's company, and that's why the group's doing so well.
What did you learn from the Canterbury Crusaders? Was it more about preparation or other little bits and pieces? Because you've been through Randwick as well, of course, playing in the Intra-Super Shield, been part of the Elders New Sports Country Eagles as well before you came back to play with the Dubbo Roos.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely an amazing experience to see the Crusaders, the way they train, the way they play. As you said, I've been a part of those teams, but the Crusaders are just head and shoulders above those organisations. And as you can see, they're just doing so well. And so we learnt attitude is everything. Those fellas over there, they're just an awesome. Just to look up to those fellas and the way they train, the way they work together as a team. And they're just, what I said earlier, like there's no egos, even in that high level. They're just great fellas, and I think that's what we've got, obviously not to that standard here, but what we're trying to emulate as well, just to have good boys and we all work hard for each other.
Of course, tough for you this time last year. You were coming back to the Dubbo Roos, come back to a little bit of country footy and you blow out your knee, but it's great to see that you got some of the fruits of success there from all the hard work, all the lonely times of sitting around then in the gym and all that sort of stuff, and doing the road runs and running around Victoria Number One Park and all that sort of stuff. You know, there's no glamour in all of that, but at the back end of it is this, isn't it? Did you sort of feel when you did the knee, you thought, oh, geez, just what I need to go out, you know, in country rugby, you know, I've got to get up and have another lash and have another lash at the Roos and prove that, you know, I'm currently the best breaker in the club behind that Bay Robinson fella.
No, it was a long 12 months, as you say, and it does get lonely sometimes, but I still stayed involved with the club and helped out there, and I really enjoyed the year off, to be honest. I've played a lot of footy, and sometimes it's good to have a little bit of a break and get the hunger back. And as you say, like, I did want to prove and get back into the Dubbo community, because they've given me so much, welcomed me and my girlfriend so well, and we just fell a part of the community. So it's a good way to get back out there and have fun with the boys, and try and earn some wins and stuff together like that. It's been great.
What do you do for a cross out in Dubbo, and also would you advise players who've had a pretty good run in the shoot year or maybe played a bit of super rugby to have 1 or 2 years out in the country just to put something back in, because you get to clear your head, you know? Yeah, it's just a completely different change of lifestyle, not only for the lifestyle of not having to get into a car for, you know, 3 hours a day and 3 hours back, but just the ability to, as you say, get into a community.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't speak highly enough of getting out to country footy and country community. I've just absolutely loved it. Just to go back, I advise anyone who thinks about going out the country, yeah, exactly as you say, it's a great community, everyone's tight-knit, just great work ethic, everyone really buys in together, especially in country footy, just good fellas, no egos. I couldn't advise enough, as you say, like it's a good little leg up. You can 5 minutes everywhere and hop on a bike to training, take my dogs to training, things like that. Just the little things in life that I really enjoy about country life. Yeah, you're not sitting in bumper to bumper traffic, and you're just you got mates to bike right away, and it's just great. I work for NAB Agri.
Well, Mark, wish you all the best, man. You've been through the ringer over the last couple of years. Of course, you've played for Randwick in first grade, played for the Elders New Sports Country Eagles, gone through the hard yards in regards to that knee op. But now you've got the ultimate prize in the Caudle Cup. But people in Forbes most probably don't want to see you with the Blues Men's Wear Premiership later this year. But congratulations on your success, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.